From the podcast capital of the world, this is Good Evening He Live. America misbehaving. Today, Rob Nelson, the producer, discuss, well, of course, the only thing they can discuss, impeaching the President of the United States. Who knew what and when? With Iran, World War III, once again, this president has lied to this country, time and time again, and about war, about the most serious offense one can lie about. World War III, he declared, was around the corner. If we didn't stop Iran from building a nuclear bomb, a bomb that may have already been built, he says. And now it turns out to all have been a lie. This to me is high crimes and misdemeanors. Rob, you've got to agree with me now.
And you may be right, but again, I'm not interested in this in either the semantic debate about what is or isn't impeachable offense, or in the narrow construct of trying to make them answer for telling lies.
Well, Rob, maybe just not being curious is impeachable enough.
In August, I think it was Mike McConnell came in and said, "We have some new information." He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze.
They're not building a weapon program since 2003 with high confidence. Did you believe they were and why?
I did, and I'm still not sure that they're not because of what the IAEA has said, not what George Bush has said. I've read the assessment.
Point is, Rob, the president lied to this country and said that perhaps World War III was going to be started because of this. That's an impeachable act, as far as I'm concerned, Rob, and these people shouldn't be lying to us on a daily basis.
Daily course of business for our politicians, particularly our president, but at this point, I'll throw in Nancy Pelosi and you know, the leaders in the Senate and the House, Harry Reid over in the Senate, all of our political leaders now take it for granted that they can lie.
I don't think
any of them are telling
us
the truth. I don't think Hillary's telling me the truth. I don't think Barack Obama's telling me the truth. I don't think Mitt Romney's telling me the truth.
Rob, I'm talking about impeaching the president.
Lying to the American people. Look, the Democrats and Republicans were saying how dangerous Iran was because we were being told that by the president and the vice president every single day, that they were on the verge of having a nuclear weapon and World War III was about to occur.
These thugs in the White House have committed a criminal act.
With the Congress and the Senate believed the same thing about Iraq. These are very convincing people. I believed it. You believed it. Everyone believed it about Iran. And they believed it about Iraq because when the president speaks, it means something. I want to believe our president, but I can't.
But that's why I think, you know, this issue is much bigger. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong.
It's a big lie.
It's a big lie, and don't get me wrong. No, here's what I want to say. There's two separate things here. One is this pattern of behavior by this president and what happened in Iraq, and one can see, as you just said, producer, you can see how it might have, how people bought on that way too, because we want to believe our president. That gets to the bigger issue. We want to believe our leaders, and our leaders are lying to us, have been lying, but they're lying more and more and more, and it's not just George Bush, and I'm worried about the next president. I'm worried about the candidates. How are they going to respond? Are they going to call Bush out on this, or are they not going to?
Mr. President, tell me something. Can we call you out on this?
Mayor Protocol, I should have called him.
Mr. President, we're calling you out on this.
And now I'd be glad to answer some questions.
What was that?
And now I'd be glad to answer some questions.
Hey, Rob, let's ask the president this. Just a few questions. Sir, what do you know about enriching uranium, for example?
We know that enriching uranium is an important step in a country whose desire was to develop a weapon. We know they had a program. We know the program was halted.
We're now concerned. We, the American people, are concerned that our president and our leadership collectively is lying to us. And I want to know who knew, what they knew, and when they knew it.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
I want to know about the leaders in Congress. I want to know about the White House. I want this put out where we can all see and get to the bottom of this and get the truth. And whoever was messing up or whoever was withholding has to answer. Well, I'm telling you, I don't know that you can. Let me finish. I don't think you. Right, it does. So they should be impeached, but they're not going to impeach them. So why don't we do something on our own? Why don't the American people? Why doesn't the media? Why doesn't the media impeach him? Why don't we impeach him?
Yes, why don't we impeach him, Rob?
Well, I think we've jealous that.
There was a cancer growing on the presidency,
and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it.
Well, you know what? All our institutions are failing. Every one of them is failing.
I know.
Both sides, both parties, they are all failing. Right now, there's no one who's got any power, any ability to make George Bush be accountable for anything.
Horse hockey. They have the power of the Constitution to do it. Called impeachment.
Courts aren't doing it. Congress is doing it. They all could be. The Congress doesn't really want to be because they don't want to be held accountable when they're in office.
That the committee report to the House a resolution together with articles of impeachment impeaching President of the United States.
Let me ask you a question. What has changed between this story? What I mean to say is, how did this story change you?
It made clear for me that the president certainly was lying to us about Iran. And it made me now go, given that, maybe he was lying to us about Iraq. And I don't believe that's necessarily true, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt based on the information. And I'm saying, you know, he lied. So did he lie before? You know, is this a pattern? And probably more importantly, simply highlights for me the entire United States government, members of Congress, both parties, the candidates running right now have an opportunity to draw clear distinctions here, and they're not doing it.
Doesn't it make you angry?
Yes, but they already made me angry. I told you I'm the one who wanted a national anthem where you throw everyone who's in office out of office and put in new people. I think all of them are upholding this system, and they're too afraid of you. No, Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to impeach George Bush. It's the last thing she wants to do because she's trying to all take...
It's off the table! It's been off the table since before she got elected. Why is it off the table, Nancy Pelosi, I'd like to know? There's no reason for it to be off the table. Impeachment is a perfectly reasonable part of the Constitution.
So let me now ask you, producer, the question. What does it say to you about Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats that impeachment is off the table?
Well, from the beginning, from the minute I heard it, I thought it was insane because there hasn't been any, at that time, there hadn't even been any hearings yet and half the stuff that's gone on, all the money stolen and around. It's insane. Okay? And someone's being bribed or they have something on everybody or they're so scared of losing this election, which is just absolutely, that in itself is a high crime misdemeanor, that the fear of losing the election would allow you to be so irrational.
7 members have voted aye. 11 members have voted no.
And pursuant to the resolution, Article 1, that resolution is adopted and will be reported to the House.
Don't you think? I mean, when you're honest, that's what it is. They're afraid of losing the election. All of them. They're afraid of damaging the power structure that supports them and gives them the best chance, kind of like, to get our people in, and then we'll do better things once we have a little more power.
That fear of losing power is wide scale in this country. That is the biggest problem we face right now. And it's the same problem the newspapers face. The consolidation of power, the fewer people owning media in this country. Therefore, every single reporter is scared to say what's going on. I'll tell you something. This is our destructive downfall. Right here. It shouldn't be about whether you win the next election. It should be about whether you do the right thing. Obviously, we know that, but we've lost that 100% in this country, and that's the saddest thing I can think.
I'm speechless. Well, I think it's very well said, producer. I think it's very well said. And I think once your leaders start blatantly lying to you, it erodes the confidence and the trust, not just in them as individuals, but in the institutions they represent. And on that basis alone, the President of the United States should be ashamed,
Indeed, Rob, the President of the United States should be ashamed of himself. For all of us here at Good Evening, He Lied, America Misbehaving, this time big time, Rob Nelson,
this is the announcer, the last hanging man,
for the producer, saying, have a great day from the podcast, Cow of the World.